next item is subdivision 2005-50, KGH Properties Development LLC as a preliminary.
This application is for a 112-lot cluster subdivision that's been deferred since August 16th of 2006. It was deferred pending a conditional use application. Artesian Water Company filed for a regional wastewater treatment facility. That was approved on December 5th of last year, and they will be providing central sewer to this project.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we grant preliminary approval of subdivision 2005-50 for KGH Properties Development LLC based upon the record and for the following reasons. One, the development is designed in accordance with the cluster development ordinance. The proposed cluster design is superior to a standard subdivision with about 60% of the project as open space on the site. Also, the items listed in section 99-9C of the subdivision ordinance have been favorably addressed. The applicant has only proposed 105 lots with an average lot size of 8,500 square feet at a density of 1.35 units per acre, with every lot next to open space. For these reasons, the development is superior to a standard subdivision. Two, the project will not have an adverse impact on the neighboring properties or community. Three, there will not be any adverse impact upon traffic in the area by this development. Four, the lots will be served by central water and sewer. Five, the site's design has a minimal impact on wetlands, and no wetlands are included within any lots, and there will be buffers from the wetland areas. Six, the proposed subdivision meets the purpose and standards of the subdivision ordinance. Seven, amenities will be provided, including a clubhouse, pool, playground area, tennis and basketball courts, trails, and an equestrian facility. Eight, this preliminary approval is subject to the following conditions. There shall be no more than 105 lots within the subdivision. The applicant shall form a homeowners association to be responsible for the maintenance of streets, roads, buffers, stormwater management facilities, and other common areas. The stormwater management system shall meet or exceed the requirements of the state and county. Best management practices shall be used in the maintenance of the system. All entrances shall comply with all of DLDOT's requirements. Street lighting shall be provided, and the location of the street lights shall be shown on the final site plan. Sidewalks shall be installed on both sides of all streets. The site shall be served by central water and sewer systems. No wetlands shall be included within any lot lines. Amenities, including a clubhouse, swimming pool, playground area, and equipment, basketball and tennis courts, trails, and equestrian facilities shall be constructed and open to the use by residents of the development within 2 years of the issuance of the first residential building permit. Road naming and addressing shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Mapping and Addressing Department. A school bus shelter shall be established on the site. The location shall be coordinated with the local school district and shown on the final site plan. And the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission. That's my motion.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to recommend to approve subdivision 2005-50 KGH Properties Development LLC for the reasons and with the stipulations stated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.